Ayurveda is the science of living well, and it's for life. Introduction. Welcome to the science of life. Much has changed in the 5 years since I wrote the first version of this book. For me, there has been a slow, steady, and deepening commitment to this wonderful science of life, which led me to study for a formal qualification in Ayurveda and a spiritual unfurling, which took me from an omnivorous diet to a plant-based one. These natural changes, all part of the growing and evolving that is life as we know it, are gently reflected in this new version of the book. What has not changed, and is telling, is how reliant I remain on Ayurveda as I navigate my ever-changing life. From that first moment when I met the Ayurvedic Vaida, Dr. Shailesh, there was no doubting the truth of the matter. When I met Dr. Shailesh, I was struggling with my health in several small, niggling ways. I'd given birth to my first child the year before and had returned to work soon after that. The natural struggles and juggling, having too much to do on far too little sleep and nourishment, had taken their toll, and my energy levels were justly low, my mood changeable, and my outlook foggy. I had gone from the clear, vital, bounding energy of my pregnancy, when I had followed Dr. Gauri Matha's The Gentle Birth Method throughout and responded so naturally to its Ayurvedic approach, to a postpartum haze, depleted and firing on less than a cylinder. Though I had always eaten healthily, understanding the importance of fresh seasonal fruit and vegetables and eating food that's as close to nature as possible, I was getting several colds a year, felt bone-tired and deeply run down rather too often, and was struggling with dry skin and irritating eczema flare-ups. Dr. Shailesh assessed me and told me that I had too much fire in my system, and this fire, which is typical of the Pitta dosha type, affects everything from my digestion and sexual appetite to my sleeping patterns and energy levels. As he explained this to me, many things began to make sense, from my aforementioned hot and itchy eczema to how flustered and impatient I feel in hot weather, and how easily I burn up when eating spicy food. Then there's the fire within my character, my hot temper, and the strong, ambitious fire in my belly, admittedly one that burned far stronger in my youth than it does now, when a quiet life is far more suited to my maturing sensibilities.